B-Pod Studios.
Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
Phase 3 begins today in Massachusetts. Find out what's now open. And the list of the top trending phrases of 2020 is out, and most of them, no surprise. Melissa has the juice coming up.
Get ready for President West, or better yet, First Lady Kardashian.
Leroy has your sports.
And change could be coming to your favorite sports team really, really soon.
But first up, Phase 3 of Massachusetts' reopening process gets underway today. Now, this applies to all of Massachusetts except Boston, which will begin Phase 3 next Monday. Governor Baker said that Boston wanted an extra week to determine the city's process for permitting events at outdoor spaces. And like Phase 2, Phase 3 will be divided into two steps. So what is open? Well, as of today, gyms, overnight camps, casinos, movie theaters, museums, performance venues, and event spaces are open. Professional sports teams can also hold games without spectators. That should be fun. Phase 3 also includes weddings, but bars and dance floors are not allowed. That sounds like fun.
What?
Yep.
So it's just seeing the dun-dun-dun-dun. That's the part of the wedding everybody hates. We all want just to get to the bar and dance floor part.
Yeah, well, that's all. Under updated gatherings orders, indoor gatherings are limited to 8 people per 1,000 square feet, but can't exceed 25 people in a single enclosed indoor space. And then as far as outdoor gatherings in enclosed spaces, limited to 25% of the facility's maximum permitted occupancy, with a maximum of 100 people in a single enclosed outdoor space.
I still have a question, and I don't think anybody knows the answer yet because I'm not sure they've announced it, but contact sports. We need to know the answer to this as far as like football and cheerleading specifically, because all-star gyms are pretty much open now this week, so we don't know if we can stunt or not. So we need to know that. I don't know if that's going to be a part two of Phase 3 or when they're going to announce that, but they haven't technically announced the contact part of youth sports yet.
My wife's giving me a hard time about going back to jujitsu.
Yeah,
but I'm a man, so I'm going to wait to see what happens. Go like in a
and
month.
Listen to your wife. Yeah. And a list of the top trending phrases in 2020 is out. And no surprise, words and phrases related to the pandemic dominate the top 20 list. Top 5, COVID-19, coronavirus,
coronavirus,
and face mask. And also in the top 20, we have social distancing, quarantine, and Zoom meeting.
Oh, man.
God, let's hope we never have those again. All right, here's Melissa with the juice.
Well, Tekashi 6ix9ine is days away from getting off house arrest. And to celebrate, he dropped his last video to be filmed in house arrest for Yaya, which now has over 40 million views. Then the next day, he dropped a behind-the-scenes video of how he managed to film all 3 of his house arrest videos. In that one, Tekashi said that, quote, about 34 more days and the ankle monitor comes off and the king of New York is back on the streets.
You in danger, girl.
Where he says he'll be ready to raise hell. And once he completes house arrest on July 31st, he'll be under a supervised release until 2025. The former girlfriend of Jeffrey Epstein, Ghislaine Maxwell, was arrested on charges that she groomed underage women to have sex with Epstein. Word is she is ready to snitch on some high-profile names in exchange for her release. According to a former business associate,
quote, you in danger, girl.
She's going to be naming some big names, not only in terms of those who abused underage girls at Epstein's parties, but also those who made financial agreements with Epstein or benefited from his generosity, including flying on his plane and staying at his homes. Some of those names that have already been mentioned, by the way. Prince Andrew, President Clinton, and President Trump.
They said that Prince Andrew has been avoiding, I guess, the police.
Yes.
They've been trying to talk to him, and he's just, like, avoiding him because he's a prince and he can do that.
Well, the source says, quote, she won't be able to handle jail and she'll immediately start talking to try and get out of it. Ghislaine's attorney has requested a bail hearing for Friday.
Did you see Trump's son put up a picture on Twitter? He immediately took it down because he put up a picture on Twitter, and he said something about the people that you hang with, and it was a picture of Ghislaine, Jeffrey Epstein, and one of the Clintons. And everybody started retweeting, and they were like, here's a picture of her, him, and your dad.
Right.
Yeah.
Did he not know?
I think
he's an idiot.
I mean, he's he's a spawn of Donald Trump. So, yeah. like, right there comes with, like, a certain amount of brain cells.
But there were so many pictures you could see with the two of them together of Epstein
and
Trump.
They were in the Netflix documentary.
Right.
Trump was there doing the white man lip bite on the dance floor.
The white man's overbite.
Yeah, pointing to women on the dance floor.
And come November, we may have a new name on the presidential ballot. Kanye West seems to have thrown his hat into the ring with one tweet saying, quote, on July 4th, we must now realize the promise of America by trusting God, unifying our vision, and building our future. I am running for president of the United States. Hashtag 2020 vision. Now, his tweet immediately caused quite the commotion on social media with people either in support, in shock, or assuming it's all a joke. Regardless of his actual intentions, it does not appear that Kanye has taken any of the actual steps to run for president. He still needs to register with the Federal Election Commission, present a campaign platform, collect enough signatures to get on the November ballot, and more. And he's already missed the deadline to file as an independent candidate in many states. Now, he has at least one notable endorsement, though. Tesla CEO Elon Musk, Jesus. Who followed up Kanye's tweet with, quote, you have my full support.
Wow.
And the potential first lady also retweeted with an American flag.
Well, if he actually does go through the steps of running for president, then whoopee.
You in danger.
Here's Leroy with sports.
All right, so Major League Baseball, they've canceled the All-Star Game because of the coronavirus. It's the first time the game has been canceled since World War II. In the NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks and Sacramento Kings have shut down their practice facilities after getting their COVID-19 results back. And that's not good. This one's funny. NFL running back Aaron Jones is catching a lot of heat after a picture of him playing video games in the hospital lobby while his girlfriend was in labor was posted. People are calling him everything but a child of God. Somebody called him trash. But then he responded. He said, that's wild. She told me to bring the game with me. I'm with him. If I was going to have another baby and she's in labor, I'm bringing my video games. I'm sorry. It's happening.
I can't because you get too invested in the game, and let's say it's a crucial point. I get there's a lot of...
That's what the pause button is for.
It's a lot of hurry up and wait. No, but see, Leroy, sometimes you have that momentum going, and you don't want to... You're like, I have such a good flow going right now. I don't want to mess it up.
I got boys who did that. They straight up had their video games in there,
really?
In the room while
their
wife.
Together?
Yeah, they're still together. You can't do it. You just sit there. And you're like, okay, what am I supposed to do? Mind.
That's all you're supposed to do.
And it looks like the Washington Redskins won't be named that for too much longer. After feeling some financial pressure, the team announced through a statement that the team will undergo a thorough review of the team's name. But it doesn't stop there. Former Sox manager Terry Francona, he's now with the Cleveland Indians. He said it's time to move on from that name, too. Others have questioned the Atlanta Braves, Kansas City Chiefs. It goes on and on and on. No one knows what's going to happen and when it might happen, but change is definitely on the way. And that's just sports.
All right. Your good news today. So the pandemic has taken its toll on everyone, especially when it comes to socializing, and even more so for seniors living in assisted living facilities. Like most places, all 14 locations of the Victorian Senior Care Center in North Carolina implemented a strict no visitors rule. So to help out, staff at the facility started a pen pals program for residents to get people to write and send them letters. They shared images of the residents on Facebook with them holding up signs and sharing their interests. My favorite came from Hattie, who said, Hattie. I love men and snacks.
Yes, okay. Hattie.
Go Hattie. And you can check out Hattie and find out how you can become a pen pal. Go to hot969boston.com.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.